Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Bummer. Where's Kush?
He's over there fired up.
Hi.
Oh, he's mad?
No.
I mean, why would you say fired up?
Well,
like
he was like,
mad?
Okay.
Oh, I was ready to start the show.
Oh.
He's over there bitching. Lummy being a little bitch.
I didn't say anything.
Being a little bitch ready to work.
Lummy, you afraid to call him a little bitch?
Yes.
Oh, what'd I do, Lummy?
I didn't say it doesn't matter.
Lummy, what would Seth do? Oh, you know what?
Shame
he would,
him.
He would shakily, you know what? No.
Acorn me?
No. He would acorn you, but you know, he has a direct line to me and he'd just get right a hold of me. Dear Lummy was inappropriate today and I want him gone.
No.
Yeah.
No. I would never call for anybody's firing. Again,
other than honest,
I've done
time.
That. I've done that enough around here. Yeah, I call for nobody's firing anymore.
Is that your new resolution? Yeah.
I feel like there was a point when Lummy didn't like me. Not as much as Dr. Dan hated me, but I feel like there was a point where Lummy was like,
"Now look at Dan's giving you hydrochloroquine, and Lummy is practically Stockholmed by you too."
I am on hydroxychloroquine. I don't have any issue.
Courtesy of your good friend, Dr. Dan Diaco.
Toronto Terry.
What's the reason you're on that?
It's COVID protection.
I asked him for
it. Like, out of nowhere, you just decided to take it?
No, we've been talking about it for a while.
Oh, okay. I want to, Blitz, I want to take it, but.
I know, me too.
But he's like, no, you cannot take it because you're a GD gorilla and you don't need it and you have the antibody.
Well, yeah, because you said you've already had it and you have the antibody, so you don't need it. But listen, I've asked him a few times. He's like, yeah, you need to be. I'm like, well, that's kind of why I'm talking
to
you.
Me. Even if I have the antibody. This hydroxychloroquine does not hurt you. It does not hurt you. So.
And I agree.
Honestly, I would probably get on it as soon as possible before the party.
Yeah.
Because that's why I kept taking it. I was going to stop, but I was like,
yeah,
oh, we got
like,
a party coming up.
He's fighting me on it. He's like, when
when you call Dan or when you text him, let him know, hey, make it for two.
But when you call, you ever notice that when you call Dan or text Dan, he automatically gets like, you know, like he's a lawyer and he wants to argue about you.
No.
I don't ever bother him, so no, I don't notice that.
Like, Dan, here's the deal, buddy. Yeah, I might have the antibodies. They said I had a low titters deal, that it wasn't really that. My antibodies weren't. I had a trace of antibodies. To me, I'd like...
Just start telling people it was a false positive.
Yeah, there you go. And I think I should get my son on it, too.
I don't disagree.
Wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, why not? He's 18.
Yeah. Well, load me up.
Now, is baby Sethy too young to get her on it?
Yeah.
And kids are... fine.
Okay.
By and large.
Okay. So in this, you know, yeah, you're kind of right. Like, you don't see a lot of young kids getting this. Like,
virtually zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't heard of any kids.
Right.
And I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying, even I run in a kid circle and I don't know of any kids that have had it.
Oh, that sounds weird.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say it. Sorry.
Well, I mean, I'm not playing Ring Around the Rosie with them. I'm just saying.
Seth kind of has an excuse.
I know children.
Right.
That sounds good as well. Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
You got a kid, and kids play with kids.
You know, not the kids don't know me personally. They just, you know, whatever. Stay-at-home dad.
Yeah, well, not really.
Well, I mean, I stay at home when they go out to hang out with the friends.
Oh, okay.
That's not what stay-at-home dad means.
It's more of a hide-at-home dad, I think.
There you go.
I'm a hide-at-home dad. Lummy, look at that fucking shirt on you, how good it looks, kid.
Yeah, it looks good, especially with the participation belt.
Aw, he's sad.
Don't be down on yourself, Lummy.
Don't forget, Lummy, the belt's on perpetuity hold.
Temporary.
Yeah, February 1st,
it'll either bestowed upon you or somebody else that's full worthy, you know?
Or Ed.
How's married life?
Great. I love it. It's awesome.
Hi,
amazing.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, boy.
Hey, guys. It's Track Meet real fast. Just got two little quick things. One, new shirt idea, don't be an acorn. And two, what was I going to say about it? I stalled out. My bad.
Says the guy named Track Meet.
I had something else I wanted to. Yeah, I know.
Whatever, buddy. No big deal.
Too many hurdles.
Too many.
Yeah, I did. Well, I was driving down the road and I'm on the phone.
He did the 100. He did 100 meter high hurdles. Motherfucker's exhausted. Poor guy.
Yes, sir. I know, right, man. Buddy. My bad. Y'all 10
four breakers. See you later.
By the way, shit, motherfucker. I forget. I love that we can cuss.
Every time someone cusses the first time on an after show, I'm like, oh,
yeah. Yeah. It feels good.
It takes me about 10 minutes in blitz to get my cussing legs underneath me. Yeah.
Bray to the quad, I feel like he was practicing that line of asking for hurdles for like weeks.
Oh, I know. I'm sure.
I don't know if we've heard from him for a while, but I feel like he's had it. He's been afraid to ask.
I don't think we haven't heard because he's been practicing. He's like, when he does call, he's going to nail it.
Because he nailed the line. He just nailed it.
Oh, I mean, we completely knew what he was talking about, though. You know.
We had to ask him, then we got it.
No, he's like, hey, do you have any hurdles? And we're like, hurdles? And he's like, because he likes to track me.
My brother likes to track me.
And then we're like, fucking genius.
It was genius.
It was like Bubba speak at its finest. It's knowing the inner bowels of our speak. I love that.
Swing from these, Chucky. Sorry. I just figured we could really let loose on Chuck.
Since
I figured we could really, you know, tell Chuck how we feel now.
Well, here's what
we're not on his,
on his bandwidth, if you will. But here's what sucks is
the liberal tears.
Is that I'm going to now within
says Seth,
Seth Shapiro over here
within Chuck's little world. I'm now going to be, you know, yep, he's exactly what everybody says about him. He's hard to work with. He's fucking impossible. He quit live on the air. He's a real horse's ass. I don't think I could have handled it any more brilliantly.
Who gives a fuck? Print the email to Chuck that Chuck sent you and send it around to everybody. That's difficult to work with. Somebody that's micromanaging every fucking aspect of your show and ain't paying the bills.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Who the fuck do you think you are, Chuck? I'm Bubba the Love Sponge, about to get mine.
Yeah, Chuck.
About.
Should have known who you were getting in bed with, motherfucker. Why don't you mix in a Google out there in the West Coast?
Won't you mix in a Google? Or better yet, Bling me, bitch.
Yeah, but
use that Bing, motherfucker.
Hey,
Lummy's so afraid to cuss that he has to whisper it.
Let me talk some shit to Chuck.
Yeah, no. Chuck, you motherfucker.
Stop with the Chuck.
Scout and Big Gulp gives it 5 subs.
Thank you.
Stop with Chuck.
Thank you, because Lynn, I don't want Lynn from Phoenix.
Scooter 385 with 7,100 bits.
Oh my God. Unbelievable. How many? How much? Who? Where? How much?
7,100 bits from Scooter 385. Woo.
Damn.
So we quit. And I'm sure that I keep checking my emails for Lynn from Phoenix to get a hold of me.
Your AOL one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he says, and I did get correspondence from Lynn. And guess what he says? Call Chuck after the show. No, I'm not calling Chuck after the show.
No. That ship has sailed.
Is that like calling Tom Bean?
The Chuck ship has sailed. Chuck needs to call you.
Yeah, Chuck needs to call me. Sorry.
Does Chuck have your number?
No.
Oh, there you go.
Email caveman. You're real good at it.
He's going to email caveman and go, hey, Bubba, I had 7 more stations I was going to put you on, but thanks for calling me back.
Well, listen, I'll be like, you know what? If the people, if you own them, great. But if they're anything like you, where if I play any music that's got a little bit of a rap beat to it that you instantaneously like are
yeah, that was kind of weird.
Almost
you
like
don't even play rap
like
music.
Racist.
None of those things you played today even were rap.
Yeah, but like and
none of that.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I play rap. Like, what does it matter?
But if
that
you're playing Kanye because Kanye's in the news, that's something different.
But it doesn't even matter. Like, what if I play rap? Like, what if I play rap bumping in?
No, I know, but I'm saying, but you don't, though.
Yeah, I know. Not only do I don't, but what if I did? Like, what's the big deal?
Oh, you know what?
Are you that high strung that rap is that offensive to you?
I know what you played. You played the fucking, the In the Club parody. That was because of Dr. Dre. We were talking about Dr. Dre, and you played the In the Club. So it was
Was it the Hatley stuff?
I don't know if it was Hatley or a Mandingo parody about honor.
Well, you got to think, they're new listeners, so they have no idea what that means.
Yeah,
Go Hatley, get your ass kicked. Wave your arms around like you are a spastic. Put your dukes up and you get your ass kicked. Watch your neck snap back just like it is elastic. Go Hatley, go Hatley.
Like we
so
get,
that 30, that 26 second sound fucking bite of a parody Willie. Is
you got to think they don't understand what any of that even means.
I know, but like,
but who cares? Right, I agree.
Your favorite radio station or your favorite radio show or a show that you're listening to in some way, shape, or form played a 25 second rap thing. Like, who cares? Who the fuck cares?
You want to put a name at the end of that?
Scout and Big Gulp gifted 5 subs.
That's who cares. Scout and Big Gulp. The motherfuckers that are paying the bills. That's who fucking cares.
You know what? We need Ed from 90 Day Fiancé to buy a few fucking FMs and put us on.
No.
Him and Lummy could have something in common. They both suffer from the same condition.
Yeah, no neckitis.
No neck.
I don't know. After watching some of those videos that guy's part of, I don't want to be part of that.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking creepo.
I want to be part of the movement.
Is it bad?
Who?
His videos?
No, I mean, he just
he just screams of fucking
like
doucheness.
What? Right.
I was checking out his cameo. He looked kind of cool.
Cool.
Well, yeah, then there you go.
Sold off no neck motherfucker that was trying to fuck some third world country girl.
Hey,
hold on. Whoa. Let's not blame him for that part.
Steph Kisner, 1,000 bits.
Can we just go ahead and all be on the same page? Has cameo absolutely come to a screeching halt for all of us?
Well, I got.
Yeah, I was one and done. This is bullshit.
Okay. Yeah.
I need more.
Fuck you, Blitz. It's probably you because it's probably your bullshit that's got us fucking bogged down.
Yeah.
In fact, Blitz, I almost demand that you be, more marketplace.
All right, I'll go down to like 950.
I had one for a week ago. Joby tries 1,000 bits.
Blitz, like, yeah. I can't.
Hold on, Bubba's had a few lately.
Everybody holds out. Nobody's. I haven't had one in months.
Bubba's
I'll just be honest. I don't need one. I'm just saying.
Seth, can you know what? You know what? Why are you not buying more cameos? What better personalized thing can you get a Bubba Army person? Yeah, you can buy him a T-shirt or you can do him that, but what the fuck? Getting a Yippee-Yo-Hi-Lo from the Seth Kushner. Fucking the champ.
I'm not saying that you need to buy one. I just wanted to kind of, no one's really talked about it. I just wanted to, I didn't know if Anna's cut like 20, when she goes home each night.
I probably cut 3 for December.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys.
And I'm the star.
I got a DM from somebody that wanted me to do a personal video for them.
Okay, perfect. How much?
Well, hold on.
He said 50. I didn't answer. And then I'm like, this isn't OnlyFans. And he goes, no. I just want you to like squish donuts.
That's fucking awesome.
And you're such a fucking weird bitch. I
haven't done it yet.
God, you stupid Zika-headed fucking peanut brain, good for nothing horse of teeth.
Let me see exactly what it said. Let me see. Exactly.
It said $50. What more do you need to see?
No, he said more, but I got weirded out.
What a fucking bitch.
Oh my God. Bubba, you got it. You got a suspension.
It's a gateway.
Seth,
it's a gateway.
Seth, that's leaving money on the table.
This is fucked up.
It's a gateway to working at glory holes.
Yeah. Seth,
Seth, that's leaving fucking hard-earned dollars on the table.
I mean, and it wouldn't even be through cameo. It would just be like
exactly,
a personal deal.
Exactly.
I didn't know if I'd get
Uncle Sam's not sticking his beak into that business.
I know, but then I feel like he would share it, and then Bubba would get mad because it wouldn't be through cameo.
Bubba 10% on the backside.
And I'd be willing to pay like $50 a vid, and then I didn't answer, and he said willing to pay more, and I said this isn't OnlyFans, and he goes ha ha ha. Then make an OnlyFans, and he goes just kidding. I just want to see you squish stuff.
Tier, give me that fucking email. I'll broker this deal in a minute.
I mean, I could do it. It's on my Instagram.
I'll just have you squish shit here as part of the show. Then I'll clip it and Blitz will fucking gouge him for $150.
What, clips for sale?
I don't know.
Should we start a Bubba OnlyFans?
Oh, I don't even know about that. I don't even, what are we going to do? What am I going to shake my tits? What am I
going
to
do? Well, no. Anna, just squishes shit.
I don't know.
And Anna we just squishes. Capitalize on that. That's the new franchise. We have a few franchises, Clem and Kush, Lemmy Investigates, Anna Squishes. I mean, and then
should I ask him how much, he's willing to pay?
No, you need to give him a number.
You give him a price.
You give him
$250.
Hold on. Don't price your shit out of the fucking market.
Fuck
hold
you.
On.
What do you know about this?
We got to talk about this. So this guy wants to pay you to squish donuts.
Feet or hands.
It just said squishing things.
All right, perfect.
Hopefully now, not.
So,
like,
hold on, Seth had a good question, though.
What?
Yeah, feet or hands.
He didn't say.
No.
Because that does make a difference.
More
feet are worth more.
Yep,
yeah,
he's right.
It's a bigger
hands
mess.
Might be 50. Feet might be, 75 to
100. No. I'll tell you. Way more, Bubba. The feet are way more. And I'll tell you what. If she gets into the feet squishing, we all deserve a cut because she'll be rolling in it. And that would have happened if she was still working with Johnny B. And I'll just say that right now on the show.
You'll draw a fucking line in the sand.
I'll draw a line in the sand that she would not be making feet squishing money if she was still working at Cox Media Group. That only happens at the BRN where dreams come true, like Disney World.
Woo!
Not wrong.
The fact that she has ignored this guy for several days is problematic.
It felt weird because, I was like, is this perverted? If I'm taking money, it feels, obviously it's fetishy, so that felt gross, but now I'm thinking, who fucking cares?
Hold him off a little bit. We got to really get this thing dialed in.
Starting Big Gulp gifted 5 subs.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Seth, we just don't willy-nilly this shit. We could be onto something here. We got to get our points.
Let me see it. I think I have lots of messages from him back in even.
And you get, by the way, on
September,
Cameo, Bubba, on Cameo, you
August.
Get. She gets like $5 every time he messages her.
Blitz, I sent you a text.
Yeah. $5? I only did $1.99.
Oh. Yeah.
How much do you get every time he DMs you, Anna?
I think mine's like $9.99.
Oh, she moved. She probably told her. She went to Instagram now.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
but this is on Instagram.
Yeah, oh, work on
yeah
it.
No, he. Can I say his Twitch name? Do we care?
No,
or should I not?
I would not.
Okay. But he sent me stuff before, like packages.
Big Red.
And stuff.
Big Red said fucking kayfabe on the let him trying to buy you off right. There like that.
Kayfabe.
Never mind.
Sorry. Means don't talk about it.
Yeah. I'm okay. Sorry. Big Red
know.
Said please. Why I'm married.
Oh. Sorry.
Anyway, I love you, Justin. That was a K9000.
It sure was. The best part
laugh.
Is nobody knows it. Everyone knows.
I don't know anything.
I don't know either. I'm out.
Yeah, I don't know anything either.
Don't quit, Seth. You just don't quit over that, motherfucker.
No, I
no,
don't mean
don't
I'm
understand.
Out. I mean I'm out of the conversation.
I thought you were walking out of the studio. No.
Motherfucker, if I walked out right now, this is overtime. This isn't quitting.
All right, motherfucker, don't make it about dollars and cents. We're having fun.
It's not about dollars and cents. It's about walking out. And if you said.
Don't walk out. Don't all walk out.
You told me that when you
need. What the fuck are you walking out for?
I'm not walking out. Lover, I'm just telling you.
Okay, Spuzzo
Wuzzo.
Fuck boy.
Hey, we don't know anything. We're good.
Listen,
nobody knows nothing.
What's a K9000? Hey,
a K9000's a K5 by a zillion.
Right.
If
with
I walk
for sure
with a fucking office.
What is woo. The Lummy?
I
English?
Don't know anything.
Yeah, Lummy. What does that mean?
Lummy, don't give
K5?
Up. Lummy,
I'm not saying anything.
Lummy, don't fucking.
Or he won't.
Fernie during the office.
He won't because he doesn't know.
I know.
Neither do I.
No, I know.
Lummy, don't hot sale the fucking office. I'm not tagging
I'm
you in.
Yeah, don't wob-dob it up.
Nope, I'm in the back of in the locker room getting the Miller Lights.
Blue Jay, the office. Yep. Motherfucker.
The fuck is going on?
So Hootie got squished?
No.
I'm reading Lummy in chat right now.
I'm just throwing off a giggy.
Lummy said, I like how he threw Big Red on the squishing even though it was Hootie. What the fuck are you guys?
Man, these guys are workers. These motherfuckers all know the end arounds. Fuck. Blitz, it's amazing how the inner circle knows the end arounds, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's amazing.
Nobody knows and everyone knows.
God damn. more people are up on the office than you thought. Oh, wow, my God.
Hey, even Lummy knows that one.
I know. Well, he's part of the Blue Jay scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Is there real heat from the gorilla position, Lummy, or are we just fucking hot spotting it?
Who's booking, Lummy?
I think there's a little bit of heat.
Heat from who?
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
No, yeah. That's why I was trying to reverse the
Zabidon. Is it heat from the west side or the east side?
It's from the west side.
The fuck?
There's
can just somebody
heat?
Tell me
west
something?
Side,
yeah. Can somebody tell
there's
me something?
There's west side heat or east side heat?
It's west side heat, big
for
time.
For fucking real, Palm Harbor
real,
based?
Real heat from the PH.
I want
to
laugh.
Trying to flip it over to the PC. So real, 21.
We're trying to go to Plant City, motherfucker. I didn't want Palm Harbor to get heat, but Plant City, I don't give a fuck.
Sorry, we're trying to reverse the heat on the other side.
I mean, I want to put Palm Harbor over right in the middle, clean, but fucking PC can fucking get a double DQ. Piss dirty, test, and get clean.
$50 early fans, Willie.
I'll see you guys later.
Ellen, close. Can I come to the party?
You just can't quit.
I have to.
I don't know what's going on.
I have to.
I feel left out. I want to laugh.
We're over here superset and just having a great time.
How am I supposed
to
describe this as a podcast?
Oh, I didn't know that you were in podcast mode.
It's always everything's always a podcast mode.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
This could come out on Saturday, and then how do I describe it?
You describe
Bubba
it as
and the guys talk about something that nobody knows what they're talking about except them and two other people.
There you go.
You know what? And that would be the and everybody would be like, I gotta hear about what the fuck nobody knows about.
Yeah, you actually might be right. That could be something.
The number one podcast.
Mr. Johnny Podcast over there. I mean, your title alone has me hooked.
Okay.
Everybody listens, and three people know what it's all about.
Hold on, your fucking title. title alone's got my shit fully fucking treble hooked. Okay. I'm like, I can't hear this show fast enough about stuff I don't know about.
You're right. You're right. I'm a genius, and thank you for giving me something to work with. Bless you.
No problem, my son. Father, the Son, and the motherfucking Holy Ghost. Son.
I just wish Chuck fucking understood the whole thing that we got going on here.
Please, Chuck, thanks for playing fucking rap music.
Yeah, well, we were. I mean,
we're spitting game.
Chuck does know that 50 Cent in the club parody or not is rap.
We're on a bullshit fucking AM radio station. I swear to God, I'm on full-blown fucking Yippee-O heaters in Charleston, and three people don't complain about nothing ever. Come on. You think I'm fucking going to believe I got an email? Motherfucker, I used to do that to Gene Lassiter.
I was going
to
say, we did the same thing.
I mean, please. That's fucking radio fucking War of the Roses 101.
Well,
I got an email here.
Two emails here say that... Shut the fuck up. Two emails.
Yeah, we meant that. Just because Spice Boy says it doesn't mean it's fucking not true.
Yeah, two haters that don't like my fucking show that listen to every god dang fucking minute of it. The average person listens to my show for 54 minutes. The guy that fucking hates it listens for 3 hours. Mad as fuck. Trying to find out, you know, who my next client is. They can, dear fucking stamps.com, Bubba is bad. I'm a big time client. I'm canceling immediately until you pull it. I mean, what the fuck? I currently have 65 businesses, and we're all stamps. I can't give you my account number or nothing. What?
I coughed because
let a big fucking thing out and didn't even put in the elbow or anything.
Well, it was in that direction, and it was because my coffee went down the wrong hole.
Coffee.
Seth?
Yeah.
She's got the tooth of a horse filtration. She's okay, kid.
I don't know if that filtration holds up.
I'm on hydroxy, bitch. I'm fine.
Oh, please.
You want to make out?
If Corona could
fight.
That could be an opening line for, you know, you don't know an icebreaker for that bi guy. Why don't you say that?
Oh, I asked Anna when nobody was in the studio yesterday. I go, are you fucking horny or what? And she's like, fuck yeah.
Oh, listen. So she had a couple days ago, I was walking outside and I said, hey, how's Reagan? And she goes, I was walking out to the parking lot and she was over by the sink and I go, hey, how's Reagan? She's like, she's good. I go, you know, whatever. And she goes, yeah. And she was just fucking
You're like, how's her new boyfriend? And I go, he's good. And then I said, they're probably fucking. And then I did air humping thing.
Yeah. I go, wow, you're fucking weird.
Freaked out, Bubba.
Oh, she brought up a topic on the show yesterday, on her show, about who she would pick for breeding stock here.
No, that was caveman influenced.
Why don't I have that as a high spot? Instead, I had the let's have everybody get
because
abortions.
Because it would have pissed off everybody, and I didn't want to fucking
that's
get into
what the
it.
Lummy, find me that break immediately, or you're fucking fired.
Lummy, can you just go ahead and
text? It's about a half hour long.
Can you, can you go ahead and just give us the first to last, Lummy? I'm sure you can remember that.
Or have Lummy edit
first
it.
First was
somebody.
Kevin Hazlett, and then second was J.D. Iacco. Third was everybody else, and fourth was Lummy.
I got the list.
Lummy. He made
Rick
a list.
Was last.
Lummy made a list for me.
You can't put Kevin Hazlett in that equation.
Yeah, he's married.
First, she picked Jay, though.
No.
Well, I didn't know Kevin Hazlett was an option until I knew he was an option.
You're just talking about the guys that are here all the time.
Well, Caveman asked me who would be my
ranking.
Caveman
barged in our show.
Yeah, he barged in. His skinny ass barged in and demanded that
we
change his
comp. You know, he's a real dick since he's skinny.
I know. He double birded me the other day for no reason at all.
I know
all.
His cock probably looks 3.5, maybe 4 inches
larger. Well, that'll give a man a lot of swagger.
No shit. If my dick looks so much bigger, I'd be a fucking cock.
We don't know if his is dick bigger.
Let's ask him.
It does happen.
Cave,
does.
Does your dick look bigger?
He said yes.
Feel bigger?
Fuck yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can look down at my fucking missile and actually be impressed once or twice.
Well, I mean, he sees us, you know, big guys in here, and he's just laughing at us.
And he knows truly that we're Acorn Jones.
Yeah. There's nothing happening here.
There's no stretch arms.
This is Lummy's list for me.
You should have seen me when I woke up from my nap. You're saying I had a stomach ache, and I looked at my wiener, and I mean, absolutely.
Your stomach might have been a little bloated.
Absolutely nothing there.
I'll tell you what,
nothing
man.
There.
I've had to peel mine out of its hole before.
Yeah.
I woke up the other day and it was like, wow, I impressed myself.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm having a horny dream or something, I'll wake up and I'll be fucking nice.
I was like, oh my God, where'd that come from?
Yeah. So anyway, I mean.
Sorry.
There has been times where I've literally had to roll it out of its fucking cage.
Yeah.
You have to lure it out with what?
You just roll it out, then you fucking
piece
try
of candy?
To...
I'll tell you what. When it's cold outside,
one
you got a stomach
one
ache.
Of those sausages.
That's a recipe for to go in a tidy hole.
For an innie. Yeah. Recipe for a hidey hole.
Like a little
stomach ache with a fucking below 43 chaser.
A sausage with a stick on a rope.
Have you ever, like, I'm not a guy.
I was like, I hope
everyone
piss all over my foreskin.
We almost got a piss all over my foreskin. It does it, and it like it causes it to like fucking like shower
Glenn,
out.
Like, for, I have a question. If you're trying to make it lay nice and it's like cold, do you like put it under hot water? Have you ever
no,
done that?
No, but
in
you
a
put
sink?
Your hand on it and sleeve it a little bit.
Oh, I
you
see.
Sleeve
yeah,
it up.
Yeah,
yeah, you
warm
gotta,
it
yeah.
up. Like you're trying to start a fire.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta warm it up, Chris.
You gotta warm it up, Chris. I'm about to. Warm it up, Chris. It's what I'm gonna do.
It's what I was born to do.
Yeah. You gotta warm it up. Like, guys are always, like, when you girls aren't looking, we're always tugging on them, trying to stretch Armstrong.
Well,
yeah.
That's you.
Hey, listen,
no, I realize I've been touching mine all morning.
Yeah.
These sweatpants.
Yeah, well, okay, you too.
No, but like, you know, you're like, you're going under, you're just jiggling it up, kind of fucking, you know, like, just kind of trying to get it, kind of liven it up a little bit.
I mean, like, very few guys just lay nice, period.
Yeah, most guys lay, like, you know, like your bag kind of.
Looks like a little baby.
Floats over your little, your bag kind of floats up on your acorn a little bit.
The bag floats up?
Yeah, as you, if you're sitting like this, your bag kind of goes up a little bit.
This is a good question in chat, though, from Troglodyte Guy. Has Anna ever woken up a button? That's a good question.
Yeah, woken up a button?
That is like when, you know, you and your guy are hanging out, and he's just fully relaxed.
Yeah.
And
like
then,
nothing.
Like nothing.
Yeah.
And then
you go to the town like the fucking owl on the Tootsie Roll Pop.
Oh my God.
Wow.
On nothing?
On the button.
Seth's eye rolled in the back of his head. He just fucking totally, like, speaking in tongues all of a sudden.
But is it, hold on, but is it?
The fuck is he thinking about?
Is that what Phoebe did last night?
He's been wanting to deliver that line since fucking Fisher.
Yeah. Reliving his fantasy from last night.
Working in with Jake Donovan, but he got it in on our show.
He's like Brandon the Quad. He's been practicing that line for months.
Yes. It's like Brandon the Quad. He's been fucking practicing the how to fucking Tootsie Roll my owl on the fucking Yippee-Yo now. I don't know how long.
I thought of that on the spot. Give me a raise. I'm talented.
Are there any guys that kind of let that happen? I mean, you know, normally you don't want.
Yeah, like normally.
Oh, you don't want to go 0 to 100.
Phoebe won't even look at my dick if it's not like. Even,
she won't even look
if
at
it's
it?
Not even like 75%. It's an
embarrassment.
It's horrible.
It's disrespectful to her.
Even before, like if I'm with a crick, and even before, like I'll start trying to pre-chub before
you have to.
I even ask
you
her to go
you
down.
You have
there.
To.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever like said something like, ha ha?
No,
fucking bitch doesn't want to get a black eye.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Or like make a joke like, oh,
no.
Come on out of here.
That's fucking man law when a girl starts clowning your shit. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like for real. Like don't ever clown a guy's
that's
dick.
Why Anna's single, because she clowns dicks and she doesn't know that that's just a fucking.
Actually,
Anna,
yes, that is
that's
true.
That's like the kid touching a dick. It's like you don't fucking clown a guy's dick.
Because guess what, bitch? We can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
You have clowned a guy before.
No, I
haven't. Yes, you have. You clowned
dick.
A guy in the air.
You can't clown on the
guy. Air.
On the air is different.
No, yeah,
no, but you said that you clowned the guy that banged you in the minivan.
No, hold on. You didn't clown. She didn't clown
that.
Him.
A fucking luxury sedan. Love me.
She didn't clown him while they were
fucking. No, I
fucking
powered
him.
Through that like a soldier.
Like you should do.
Like I was in Nam getting through
it?
Fucking war.
Did you fake it?
I don't think I did. I was just like, I got to just face forward and not turn around because it was.
Did it feel good?
No, well, it wasn't the wiener. It was what the wiener was attached to.
He was a guy.
He had tits, right?
Yeah, it was fucking titties.
I know, but like, hold on.
Titties and belted everywhere.
But,
I go,
I mean,
look forward and just carry on. That's what I did.
What a trooper.
Trooper.
Yeah.
I didn't
say
anything.
That's not a bitch. That's a trooper.
She didn't know. He had tits with, I don't know, she signed up to be his girlfriend?
Right, well, he was bent over in his minivan.
And they're bouncing.
Sometimes it happens.
Don't care,
not
man. Named,
there's not a lot of us right now that would look good with our titties.
It's not
fucking bent
it's
over.
Not
it's not
a surprise. Bubba, it's not a surprise when a guy has tits. Like, you
right.
know, go, you
it's
can
tits.
Tell.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I know, but he was hunched. Like, he was like hunched over.
Was he swinging them?
His titties?
Yeah.
I mean, everything was just moving and not a good. It was just bad. And
what
I just looked back and I went,
what,
wow.
What position were you in?
What happened?
Not face to face.
Fucking dog.
Yeah.
Stop.
She was in the minivan.
How can you even see back there,
well,
titties?
Well, I just turn around and be like, hey, oh, face forward.
That's why I like to jam your face into the upholstery.
Well, he wasn't doing that.
And you only had sex with him one time?
No.
In that car.
No, but how many times did you guys have sex?
Well, we were dating for...
Was that the first time?
That we had sex?
Yeah.
No.
Now,
and
you'd
never seen him before then?
I had, but it was just a really unflattering position.
Well, then who the
in.
Fuck cares? That's on you, then.
Yeah, it's on you.
All right.
Yeah, that's on you.
Whatever. It was just seared in my memory, and I
oh,
just...
Well,
it wasn't good.
Shit happens.
It just, it wasn't good.
All right, well, Lisa.
And you really think you're above the law on some
shit.
No, I don't.
We don't.
This is why that's all that's.
No,
that's
why I never told him any of this.
That's why you only got some bi guy that's.
Yeah, but still, you used, like, that was
nothing
used against
bi
them.
Guys, but you seem to have a problem with
Phoebe's,
them. I don't.
Phoebe's never talked down about my cock to me. She's never trashed
to
me about
you.
My back hair. She's never talked to me about being fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never did any of this when we were together, but now we're not. I'm not saying his name. He doesn't listen. He doesn't follow me at all. We have no contact. So.
But you said he was an ISIS.
But you had that mindset, though.
Yeah, you automatically use it against him, though.
You automatically have that mindset.
What,
like,
mindset?
You know, like, you know, look at these guys' titties bouncing. Like,
I'm just,
you know.
I'm just, listen, he was fine otherwise. It was just a really bad angle, and he was, you know, gaining a little weight, and it was just a problem.
What's your bad angle? What are your bad angles?
All of them.
Straight on.
How do you like
through straight on around a corner with beady eyes and a big nose with the teeth of a
horse? Yeah, that's not my angle. So listen, it is what it is.
I will say, I don't know if Anna said this on her show, but I just talked
can't
to her
wait for the blinders.
I talked to her for a couple of minutes after the show was over the other day, and she said she does feel like this is going to be her year that she
breaks out.
She meets somebody and kind of breaks through.
Well, she said
so.
She was going to start going after older guys.
How old?
45.
That's a bit.
Hold
it's
got to
be between 28 and 38.
Not 28. I feel like that's too young.
No, you need to be between.
Like, they don't want me.
40.
40.
And 50.
And 50?
Yes.
I'd say like 30.
Bitch,
to
I'm not
42.
Trying to put my fucking. I'm older than that. I'm not trying to include myself.
I know.
Although, if you and I would hook up.
Yeah.
You'd blow our mind. We know, Bubba. We know.
One, I wouldn't let you. I'd make sure you had your blinders on, so I don't want you to see my fucking man tits flip flopping around.
Oh, please. How do you miss it? She needed more than horse blinders.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Why do you think we ordered those blindfolds from Amazon today?
But you would be like, oh, my God, the skills that this gentleman is putting on me is unbelievable. If you could just take out the physical features of him, the skills alone are mind-blowing, especially if I got you in the gorilla. Oh, Jesus.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow, well, to go as high as 40, Anna, that's really...
Well, she went
I'll
to
do 42. I would do 42.
You're never going to get a guy.
30 to 42, so...
You're
yeah,
never
30 to
42.
That's
a
good. That's a big range. That's 12 years of
And
guys.
How many of those people do you have beaten your fucking, you know, hinged up?
Huh?
Do you feel like I'm old, Anna? Like, I'm going to be 39 soon? Do you
no,
feel like that's
old? No.
Do you feel like we're far apart in age?
No.
Okay.
I'll be 34. I'm not young.
No,
so.
I feel like we should... I feel like
and you're not all that, Anna.
Yes, I know, Bubba. Christ.
I mean, like, you know.
I never said I was.
No, but hold on. But Bubba's right. You act like it sometimes, though.
Yeah, you act like you're all that. Like, I mean,
no, I'm not.
Girl, you're not all that.
I you didn't do- say it. I just said he
I
had
will
tits.
Tell you
What's
that,
the problem?
That, you know, and here's the bad thing about it is you're going to get mad at me, okay? And I don't want you mad at me because I fucking adore you.
Thank God this podcast is back on track.
I fucking absolutely.
Man.
From language and stuff that you don't know about that you want to know about to Anna fucking Bubba breaking Anna
yeah,
down.
Here we go.
But here's the worst thing about you.
No.
Is that your looks are more attractive than your inside. Mostly, usually, it's the opposite. A girl isn't that attractive, but she's really cute on the inside. You're really cute on the outside, but you're fucking ugly on the inside. UGLY. Fucking weirdo. My Lord. Like, you just want the fucking, you know, a guy that looks like Jimmy Clevis.
I never said that.
That wants to listen to Ben Shapiro.
I never said that.
You want Jimmy Clevis, Bubba?
Well, no.
Yeah, that's true.
I never said that.
No, she couldn't deal with it because she would
be. Have I met him?
No.
No.
Yes, maybe. I don't know.
You haven't.
Is he on Danny 198? Who's the guy that's...
Yes.
Oh, he's...
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Yes. And by the way, he's 52 years old, Greek, multi-zillionaire, big fucking cock and a lot of money.
Oh, Jesus, Bubba. Why don't you fuck him?
He wants to.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to. Shut up, Blitz.
Oh, sorry.
Not being
and clear. By the way, Coco, 49, big cock, a lot of money.
Okay.
My God, Coco, I don't.
Well, he might be 49, but I don't know about the lot of money part.
I know, no, yeah. But I just felt good. I wanted to sound like Bubba for a second. It felt good to say that,
but,
big
but,
cock, a lot of money.
But Anna, like, it's, you know, you got the hard part. You're cute. You're a cute girl.
What redeeming values do you have to be a good girlfriend?
She's reading chat.
Lummy. Lummy, you're getting your one-liners from chat.
No, it's a caveman.
By the way, I will tell you this, though.
Lummy fucking can't even sound like he's asking a question.
Yeah.
He's never said redeeming before. I can tell.
And by the way, we're at 900. We need to hit 1,000. That would be a great for an after show, would it not?
Yeah, really.
We got to hit 1,000, so raid me and fucking finger me and whatever you need to do.
Steel Toe Joe, send him over, buddy.
Steel Toe, give me a hug quickly.
I think he's over in 6 minutes. Send him over.
Send him over here. Raid me up, Steel Toe. We're friend, not foe. We're the only motherfuckers that called you up and said, we were sorry. The business is fucked around you, kid.
We're in this together, Steel Toe.
But Anna, like, you're just, you got the hard part done. You're cute as fuck.
For now?
But you're just, like, you just.
It looks fade.
I mean, this, she's got, she knows.
Yeah, I know.
But the insides, oh, my God, where do we begin? It's just so
fucking
negative.
I keep it
deep
inside until the relationship is over, and then I let it fly.
It's negative. It's mean. It's condescending. It's asexual.
No, I'm not like this at all in a relationship. I know I can't keep a guy with this attitude.
Yeah, she just lies.
Yeah, I'm nice, and I give them, like, compliments and shit.
Yeah, but you're just such a bitch.
Hey, you're so good at stuff.
Okay. You got to be. It's time to become a lesbian.
No!
It's time.
No!
It doesn't work out well, Seth. I've been trying that for years.
I don't want to.
Let Scout and Big Gulp do a makeover on you.
Like,
and just,
just. I don't like it.
You said you were transitioning. So.
Yeah, into a redneck, not a lesbian or a guy.
I just.
Despite popular opinion.
I just wish you would lower your standards a little bit. Like,
I
it's
did.
Like, no.
I even like.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I elongated, or what did I do? I widened the age range on on Bumble and Hinge yesterday.
Yeah, but, like, she widened the age and the distance. She's up to 4,000 miles now.
Yeah.
Anybody in the country between the ages of 30 and 42.
If you're on Earth now, you're part of her bubble.
Yeah, Chuck swiped right on her yesterday.
She's a California girl.
She's in the High Valley or whatever.
Dear Bubba, this is Chuck. We got two more emails today, and they like the bitch from San Diego, but they can't stand anybody else. Can you send her over? That Anna Hummel show was fucking the best.
What'd you adjust to, Anna? Would you?
I moved it up to 42.
From what?
I think it was like 37.
Your looks can be this picky. Your attitude cannot. So there's a happy medium. You've got to relinquish yet more.
I am, bit by bit, day by day. I'm getting broken down.
Increasing the age by 4 years, as I mean, you should.
Yeah, that's a lot of people that now are in the circle of, you know.
Swiping left.
Swiping left on me and swiping left. Well, there's some hotties out there that are, you know,
and
a little bit older.
By the way, the steel toe raid is happening right now.
Oh, man, thank you, steel toe. Get it to me, kizzo.
Steel toe's getting over here, 9:31.
Nice. So now, but Anna.
Yes, sir.
So how is this all working out? So what I'm trying to say
is. I just started yesterday. I'll let you know how it
goes. Just in general. So you opened it up a few fucking years. You've had zero success. Zero. The one guy you went out with smoked. The other guy.
Oh, this last 2020 was an absolute fucking nightmare.
The other guy you went out with, the other guy that's talking to you, he's bisexual. He said he's been with men.
He doesn't count. I never met
him. So then
I went on one date who smoked. I made out with one guy who then later lied to me and said that he had an autoimmune disease. And I said, you can just tell me you don't want to hang out. You don't have to pretend that you have a disease to not hang out. And then that's how that ended. So that was cool. But
don't forget the bisexual men at the Ramada Inn pool.
The bisexual gangbang, biracial gangbang.
Yeah, you got invited to that.
That was cool. But,
I mean, I've known you now for how long you've
been
here?
On the 17th, it'll be 7 months.
And zero. You have absolutely.
I went on one date.
One date.
And nothing happened.
And you're negative about everything else. Like, everybody sucks. No, nobody's good enough.
No, I'm not negative. I'm not, like, I'm just realistic.
You're not negative. Well,
I'm just
realistic about stuff. What's the reality? I mean, you're not dating anybody. You're not talking to anybody. You're not doing anything.
No,
you're not going anywhere.
I talk and stuff.
You're not fucking.
I talk. Some guy was like, good morning. I was like, good morning to you.
But do you think it's that she needs to? Bubba, do you think it's she needs to lower her standards, or do you think it's just that she needs higher self esteem and to love herself more? And I know it sounds lame and hippie-ish, but then she would probably have less of an issue with all these guys because she wouldn't feel so insecure about herself.
Yeah,
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to try anything at this point. Anything.
I think Seth just nailed it. If you could say it again, Seth, so we can get it as a clean piece of audio, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, fuck. I think I said that if Anna stopped hating herself and loved herself a little bit more and her self-esteem was raised, then I think that would help her open up her heart and show her greatness and find a man to love her and her horse cover.
Okay.
Or whatever that
thing is. We're pulling for you.
We are.
I appreciate all the support.
We want to see you get dicked down like nobody else.
Oh, my God. Scooter
385. 5,600 bitch. She loves herself a lot at this point.
Is there nobody that can measure up to you, Anna? Is that what it is?
No.
Anna.
What?
Why can't you just try out the one thing? That's all. I mean, come
the
on. It's like
women?
Being, no.
Hibachi?
Yeah. Yes,
the
why hibachi can't you try out the hibachi?
I think she did and had a bad experience.
No, I think she did, and she's addicted to it and doesn't need a man.
No way. She'd be fucking so happy.
She would.
She'd be bouncing off the She's walls like, every day.
I got six nuts yesterday.
Look like I used the hibachi.
I got six nuts on my hibachi yesterday.
She would have said hi. She would have said good morning to that guy who DM'd her if she used the hibachi.
Good morning.
If the hibachi was giving her that much pleasure, she would actually be talking to the hibachi.
Yeah.
There's the next podcast, Anna and her hibachi.
Anna has the attitude that she'll find somebody this year, and I think that helps out a lot. So.
It is weird, though. Like, I have hope, but I shouldn't. You know what I mean?
Is this what
religious people go through, where they're like, God's on my side, when it's like, no, he's fucking not, but, you know?
You feel like God cares now about
you? No. I'm saying I have faith with no evidence, and that's stupid.
Good.
But whatever. It is what it is.
I have some evidence. I have some evidence that women go fucking nuts over this hibachi thing. I mean, I got like, probably, 99 out of 100 women that I've given this thing to.
Steel Toe's rating us!
Oh, yeah. Nice. Thank you, Joe Steel Toe. Yippee fucking yo.
Have you ever used like a hibachi around your walls or anything?
Yeah, I have.
Nice. With or without a woman?
Both.
Just by yourself, you used it?
No, I never have by myself.
You never put it on, like, your mound? Or I don't know how guys would use
mound.
It.
Your mound?
No,
I don't know. I don't know. If guys were to use a vibrator, where would you put it?
On your cock. On your balls.
Wouldn't it be, like, too much?
Not even on your balls, like on the shaft of your dick.
Oh.
Or even the taint.
Or your butthole?
Or the tip. No.
No, the taint.
I mean, by your butthole.
The taint.
By guy said that there's nothing like a prostate orgasm. That's what he said to me. And I did. That was... unsolicited. I did not ask for that information.
It's probably true, but man, just getting that accomplished is sometimes a little messy.
Welcome to all the Steel Toe listeners.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was very cool. Yeah. They're all hanging out.
Thank you, Steel Toe.
Steel Toe said the Army wouldn't leave him alone.
What's up, you Steel Toe? You Steel Toers? Oh yeah, the Army wore him out.
Ned's left testy.
We sent the Calgary over. Bubba, General Bubba summons your fucking troops. Buddy.
Welcome to Taint Talk.
Yeah. So on.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess guys could put it on their taint, but
that's what everyone in the chat's saying.
The bisexual guy that you said says that you can't beat a prostate orgasm. He might be true. But
I'm sorry. When did he say that?
When I told him I didn't like reading, and then he told me he fucks guys and that nothing's better than a prostate orgasm.
I didn't know that. You guys have talked. When the fuck?
That was like when they first started talking.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed. No, I guess I've only been on terrestrial shows when we talked about that. Holy shit.
Yeah, it was a lot that I did not ask
for.
That is that true?
She's talked about it here before.
Lummy?
During a few shows.
But that type of orgasm sometimes for us guys is a little awkward. Like, getting to that
you
point.
Think?
Getting to that piece of the real estate is somewhat not something us guys are used to.
Well, when you fall on a dick, sometimes it happens.
Sometimes you slip. Like there's a banana peel on the floor.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I've been eating a lot of bananas lately.
You look good.
You're not supposed to eat too many, Bubba.
I've been eating about four a day.
Bubba, that's too many.
Constipated? You did have a sliver of kiwi.
But Blitz, I don't think four bananas a day is bad for me, do you?
No.
And in lieu of, stopping at
Better
McDonald's.
Better than fucking Pop-Tarts or whatever
I'm going to tell you right now how proud you're going to be of me, Blitz. I went to Ocala yesterday.
Okay.
And I was, usually my tradition would be I'd stop at like a McDonald's or something on the way up and just get like one cheeseburger. That's it. Just to hold me over.
Okay.
And then once I
got.
Does
anyone believe that?
No, for real, Blitz.
Okay.
No, for real, I would.
Okay.
And then like a McDouble with a
okay.
I get like a McDouble and then I bring my own bottle of water.
Maybe
like,
a fry or something.
Nope.
Okay.
And then on the way home, I get like a 10-piece McNugget. That's it. And that's what I would eat.
Well, that's not that much.
I know, but it's not that good for you. Yesterday, I had one banana on the way up and one banana on the way home.
Where did the other two go?
No, I had one early. I had one when I woke.
Oh, because you said you had four and you only ate two.
Another Johnny fucking fact checker.
His body consumed the other two somehow.
Don't you worry about getting your vagina plowed instead of my fucking banana intake, bitch.
He slipped on the first peel.
Hey, if any Steel Toe people watching want to bang this chick in the corner of the screen, she's open to fucking 42-year-olds now.
Well,
all the way to 42.
Yeah, all the way to 42. Right. So.
Hey, that's a big age gap, I feel.
She's got a real shitty attitude, and she'll probably make fun of your penis as soon as you get it out.
And
she hates banging guys who have tits, so we know we're all out.
And deep down, you know what? She doesn't hate us as much as she hates herself.
That is true. That is a fact.
Caveman's like a church right now.
Caveman hates Anna for real.
Caveman's in church doing like hallelujahs and stuff.
I want Caveman unfiltered.
Why do you hate me so much?
He's giving an amen and an a woman.
Blitz, can you throw your thing over to Caveman real fast?
Sure.
Let's catch him unfiltered. This is called catching Caveman unfiltered. Caveman, for real, shoot style. Tell us about you hating Anna. Like, don't you like
it? You know, it's not really a hate. It's more of a disdain for her attitude.
Mm-hmm.
What's the attitude?
Bitch.
Okay.
Just straight bitch.
Is it because I made that video about your kid and I made my dad
do
that?
That's not
a
problem. I think it was funny.
That Cave actually said that was pretty. He actually popped on the deal, but
okay.
The 99% of other shit.
I mean,
you haven't really directly done anything to me, but just your attitude toward people and what you say and how you say it just terrible.
It's just mean.
Can you give me an example of what upset you so much?
How you abuse Lummy all the time?
Excuse me?
You marginalize him?
Thanks, Cave.
Lummy, you get marginalized. You know what that means? It's not the margins on your trapper. It's marginalized. It's alive.
Yeah, Cave, yeah.
It's not good, like pensive.
Yeah, that's not cool. Not cool. Thank you.
Lummy calls me ugly and lame all the time.
Stop marginalizing
me. And says that no one will fuck me and that I'll never experience love, but you seem to forgot that.
Hold on, I gotta come. Hi, this is the HR department. I got a complaint here from a boy. Dear, Bubba, I'm being marginalized by a Iraqi, Pakistani, beady-eyed, tooth-of-horse bitch, and I don't feel good about it. Signed, Warren and Ashley Garrison.
Yeah, I don't like being marginalized, Anna.
He's being marginalized. You can't even file an HR department complaint without getting marginalized on your initial marginalization.
Exactly. Thank you, Bubba. He's my spokesperson. Stop so is Cave. Stock on Willie big time.
And does all this happen on Anna's show? Is this one?
She marginalizes the fuck out of him.
No, not on the big show, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
of course.
But is it more so on her show? She really fucking marginalizes
him? No, I don't.
It's a verbal pegging.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me
get usually he likes that, but.
Cave, can I ask you a real honest question? Has she kind of came up in here and thought she's all that? Like, is that kind of the deal?
I don't think so, but I think, you know, when she got packages or anything, she got the big head.
What are we talking? I have the lowest self-esteem of everyone in this room. What? How am I coming in with a big head?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. I'll fucking fight you on that one. Have you seen my tits?
Yeah.
Those tits,
I'm not going to answer that question.
Those tits that guy you spoke of in the minivan, fuck, my shit will blow his away. Shit will scrape the fucking upholstery.
Well, do you take your shirt off when you're banging, Bubba?
Yeah, but I fucking got real dark lights. I got fucking shades on the window, kid.
Because you got to take, you can't leave it on, right? You got to feel free.
Elastic and darkness is my best friend.
Does a woman ever compliment you on your barrel chest? No.
No, you know what women usually say? It's like, man, your cock's a lot bigger than you say on the air.
Oh, so they all listen to you? They're all fans?
Well, yeah.
Okay, you still got to fuck the fans? I get it.
I mean, why not? I'm Bubba Garabo. Bam, bitch, bam! That's why the fuck I am who I am! Best fucking show host ever in the history of the fucking world,
except you're not married!
Oh, Jesus.
Except you're not married.
Except I'm not married. I'm Drew Garabo when I'm married, kid. Woo, about to get mines.
Anyways, how are we feeling, everybody?
I think we wrapped this motherfucker right up.
Are you okay, Anna? I think Anna's fucked up now from the caveman thing. How's she going to get through her day?
I would fuck Miss Carrie Baby. I see her on chat. Whoa, fuck me running with those fucking
tetes. Well, I mean, you'll have the chance next week, maybe.
With those tetes.
Yeah, she hasn't sent us a jugs pick in a while. It's probably been cold.
Is she bringing her significant other? Is she bringing her husband?
No, she's bringing another chick.
She's bringing Living on My Lips, ain't she?
That is correct.
Is she not bringing Mr. Carrie Baby?
As far as I know.
If I could fuck a guy's wife, though.
Yeah, you could.
What's going to stop you now?
I mean, it would be good to be on that side of the fence instead of the other side.
Oh, like you haven't done that before.
Oh,
come on.
I think it's a good time to say goodbye, everybody.